As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. We'll be reading in Matthew 27:15-26. Matthew 27:15-26. It says, now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah? For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed Jesus over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him. Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Jesus, for Barabbas, and have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah? All of them said, let him be crucified. Then he asked, why, what evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. Then the people as a whole answered, his blood be on us and on our children. So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to be in this place as a community of faith, to know that we're not on this journey by ourselves, but we are surrounded by your love and by one another's love as we seek to live as you call us to live, as your disciple. God, ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I guess there's a first for everything. I was looking back and, it's been a pretty busy week. I was looking back in my database of past sermons that I've preached. I usually pick a word or a character for my search that I can see. So I see if I've preached on this text before and to see what direction I went, because I don't want to preach the same sermon because I know that y'all remember every sermon that I preach. And so I look back in my database of, 15 years, 50 weeks a year, 750 sermons, and I entered the word Barabbas and nothing. Nothing came up. I entered the scripture, Matthew 27. The only thing that popped up was that I used this scripture on Good Friday as part of the readings of the Passion story, but I didn't have a sermon. So here I was, and here we are on this third Sunday of Lent, looking at unlikely characters. And it is an unlikely scripture for us in talking about Barabbas. In this scripture, the crowd had been encouraged by the chief priests and elders to demand the release of a prisoner, as was the custom during Passover festival, and Pontius Pilate, a representative of Roman authority, finds himself in a difficult position as he tries to navigate the demands of the crowd and uphold Roman law. So when they gathered, Pilate said to them multiple times, who do you want me to release? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Christ? The scripture reminds us that we can't avoid letting others down, and that suffering from criticism and rejection doesn't necessarily mean that we've taken a wrong turn. The author of the book, Rachel Billups, goes on to talk about shame and how shame, many of us carry shame in our lives because maybe we feel like we didn't live up to a certain criteria or expectation in our life. Maybe that was spoken or whether that was unspoken, but maybe there's shame. She said, at its core, shame is a universal human experience shaping our interactions, our fears, and even our silence. Shame is like a weighted blanket. When it wraps itself around you, you can still move, but you always feel its pressure crushing down on you. She says shame can make you lash out and act in less than routine ways. Shame is the thing behind the thing. Shame often leads to blame because we need a scapegoat. Pilate realized that it was jealousy and envy that they had arrested Jesus and brought Jesus to him and handed him over, that Jesus was a scapegoat to blame. And Pilate did not know exactly what to do. Matthew sets up the scenario known as a paschal pardon or a pardon at Passover. And these kinds of pardons are a Roman practice. And the people had a choice between two Jesuses, a choice between two visions of salvation, one founded on peace and one who was labeled a murderer of violence. Jesus the Messiah or Jesus Barabbas? Jesus Messiah, the embodiment of love and truth and compassion. Jesus Barabbas, a criminal symbolizing the struggle between good and evil, light and darkness. Challenging questions confront us as we reflect on these verses. Why did the crowd choose Barabbas over Jesus? Why did their decision say, what does their decision say about human nature and society and the influence of external pressures? What role does fear and confusion and manipulation play in our own decision-making process? People knew the way of Barabbas. He was a zealot. He was one who was about the sword and about fear and about anger. But the way of Jesus was new and different. And rather than acknowledging the complexity of the questions before them, the people demanded to blame Jesus as someone to bear responsibility for the fear and helplessness they experienced in that moment. They were looking for a scapegoat and pointing fingers at the one who seemed like the easiest target. And so the crowd has this response, let him be crucified. And that response not only reflects depths of human sin and rejection of divine grace, but also fulfills the prophecy of the suffering servant that we read about in Isaiah 53, 3 through 6, where it says, he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that he brought, that brought us peace, was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are like sheep that have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Can you imagine what Barabbas was thinking as all of this was happening? One who was willing to fight even to the point of death. One who embodied a mindset that the way of freedom was a revolution fueled by anger. And now Barabbas is there witnessing freedom through the sacrifice of another in a nonviolence movement. As he's standing in the presence of Jesus, can you imagine what he felt? You think he felt shame? Rather that he dying that for what he deserved, he was left to wrestle with the reality that someone else was taking his place? Philip says, by standing in the place of Barabbas, Jesus bears witness to the futility of violence, revealing that power built on force and bloodshed ultimately leads to emptiness. By becoming the scapegoat, Jesus makes space for the crowd to be their very human selves, full of anger, fear, and uncertainty, just as we are. In Jesus' sacrifice, he offers a different way forward in grace, not holding our past against us. Paul Tillich, theologian who used the concept of being, just being, throughout his philosophical and theological work in a sermon, "You Are Accepted," said, "Grace strikes us when our disgust for our own being, our indifference and our weakness, our hostility and our lack of direction and composure have become intolerable to us. It strikes us when year after year, the longed for perfection of life does not appear, and when the old compulsions reign within us, they have decades, when despair destroys all joy and courage. Sometimes at that moment, a wave of light breaks into our darkness, and it is as though a voice were saying, 'You are accepted. You are accepted. You are accepted by that which is greater than you, and the name of which you do not know. Do not ask for the name now. Perhaps you will find it later. Do not try to do anything now. Perhaps later you will do much. Do not seek anything. Do not perform anything. Just be. Be as you are intended to be, for you are accepted.' And if that happens, we experience grace." Jesus invites us to this invitation to grace, to a kind of grace that is not about retribution, but about transformation. Jesus came to lift the burden, to free us from the weight of sin and shame that we carry, and to heal us from the inside out. That's what he was doing for Barabbas. That's what he was trying to do for the crowd. For you see, when we can break loose of our need to feel as though we must please everyone, or we must defend ourselves, we can truly live and truly love. Not pretending to love so that we might receive love, but out of the love of the abundance that we have received, freely loving without expecting anything in return. Through baptism, which we'll celebrate at the 11 o'clock worship, we are claimed as God's beloved sons and daughters. Grace upon grace upon grace. Friends, may we trust that unlikely freedom that we receive through Christ. And may these scriptures inspire us to live with courage and integrity and an unwavering faith, even in the midst of the darkest and challenging moments of our life. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we do indeed give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for your example of sacrifice, of the way in which you gave yourself as an example of grace and love, giving us freedom from the sin and the shame that we carry. May we live into that. May we allow ourselves to take the weight of all the ways that we think we fall short. And may we live into the ways in which you call us to be your disciple. And may we freely share that love with the world. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen.